Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. Welcome back to the podcast, my friends. Rick Mulready here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Super appreciate you. Whenever I say that now, I think of my younger sister, Patty, who makes fun of me for saying that in every episode. So I do appreciate all of you for tuning in. Tuning in for another quick tip episode here on the show. This is where I share a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue in the process. And today, I want to talk about this whole concept that I call indecision fatigue. You've all heard of decision fatigue, right? Where we're making so many decisions that our brain just starts to hurt. And then subsequent decisions after that start to deteriorate in quality. Right? Because we're making too many decisions. Well, what I see happen so often, and hey, this has been me for a long time as well, and something that I work on, is an inability to make a decision and get something out there for your target audience to be the judge of. So often, I see in Facebook groups, and 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say 10 times out of 10, it is online experts, online entrepreneurs, online course creators who are early in their business versus people who are more successful in their online space. The early people are asking, they're posting in Facebook groups saying, hey guys, what do you think of this? Can I get your feedback on this? And this is usually like something completely inconsequential, like a banner. Like I saw one recently was like, hey, I want to post this banner on a social media platform because I'm going to put some focus there. What do you guys think? And it was like a different picture. Like, really? Like, just get it up there. Who cares what people think? Like, let's just get this thing up there and see what the reaction is. Because what happens is when we wait for other people's approval, that's what's holding us back. We are not making a decision because we think that if we make a decision, it's going to be the wrong decision. Or if I make a decision, what if it's the wrong decision? What does that mean? And hey, I'm speaking from experience here. But over time, over the past several years, I've learned that if you want to be an effective, optimized CEO, you are decisive. You make decisions and you live with the results of those decisions, meaning it worked. Great. Why did it work so well? Let's do more of that. Oh, it didn't work. Let's figure out why it didn't work and try to improve that. Test something new. But it's this whole indecision that is holding you back. If you are somebody who is posting in a group or asking your friends or whatever, like, what do you think of this? And it's something inconsequential, like, Like seriously, like a email subject line. I mean, I'm not like email subject lines are very important, but like, let's not wait, you know, 3 days for someone to respond to say, oh yeah, I like B out of your three options. Get it out there. Let your open rate dictate how well it was and send a new email out to everybody who didn't open with a new subject line, right? You can kind of see, like, you can hear in my voice that it kind of really frustrates me because I want success for all of you. But when we are indecisive and we're waiting for approval, we're waiting for external approval from other people on really inconsequential things, it's holding you back and slowing you down. Okay. Now, if you're asking for feedback, like on maybe it's like pricing or a new offer or podcast ideas or something, that's a different story because those are larger things, right? But again, if you're asking for feedback and not moving forward and you're asking for feedback on just an inconsequential thing in your business, make a decision and move forward. I like to use the 24-hour rule. I have 24 hours to make a decision. If I haven't made a decision by then my team can make a decision. They're going to decide and go. If they're waiting on me, if I haven't made a decision in 24 hours, they're going to do it. But I also give myself 24 hours to make a decision if it's something I have to think about or if I want to think about. I've got 24 hours to do it. At the 24-hour mark, if I haven't yet made a decision, I am making that decision, okay? Because it's this indecision fatigue that is holding you back. Stop asking other people what their thoughts are about inconsequential things in your business and just get it out there. The quicker that you can be moving in your business and making decisions and seeing what the response is, positive or negative, you can react accordingly. But it's that indecision fatigue that's keeping you paralyzed, that's keeping you from not moving forward. And I want you moving forward. I want you creating the business of your dreams. But we can't do that if we're stuck waiting for feedback on some banner for a social media platform, okay? Get your stuff out there, my friends. Do not wait. Make decisions. Be decisive. It is one of the key characteristics of an optimized CEO. Your business is going to grow faster when you are more decisive and you own those decisions, okay? Hey, if you're an online course creator, like I'm talking about here today, an online coach, maybe you've got a membership program, and you're ready to be optimizing your business for seven figures, like we talked about here today again, but you're not sure what you should be doing to get there. From that perspective, I mean, you're not really sure what the next steps are to be growing. I want to invite you to apply for my all new accelerator coaching program. If you're feeling overwhelmed in your business, if you're feeling confused about what next steps to be taking, if you're stuck in a pattern of unreliable and inconsistent monthly revenue, I'm going to be straight with you. What you think is keeping you stuck, what you think is keeping you from growing your business is not actually the problem. Simply fixing your systems or split testing a new landing page or organizing your calendar or hiring more support staff or just starting one more ad, it's not going to solve things. Making the transition from stuck online entrepreneur to what I call the optimized CEO means you've got to do three things. Optimize your mind, optimize your sales, how you look at generating revenue, and optimize your time, how and where you spend your time, okay? And those three things are what Accelerator is all about. It's helping you think differently and bigger about your business, your team, your funnels, your ads, your vision, so that you can create more freedom in your life, be on a path to seven figures, and have a much bigger impact in your business, okay? If you want your business to look different than it does right now, and as a result, you want your life to look different, it's time to think and act like what I call an optimized CEO. If you're an online course creator, an online coach, and you're averaging at least $5,000 a month from your online business, but you're now feeling stuck, you're unsure of what to do to grow your business without working harder in the process, if you want help optimizing your business to put it on a path to seven figures, then I want to invite you to apply for my all-new Accelerator Coaching Program. Okay, so if you'd like to learn more and apply, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend, thank you so much for tuning in today. Make decisions quicker, all right? Get out of that indecision fatigue. Your business momentum is going to thank you for it. It will pick up a lot faster than where you're moving right now. Coming up on the podcast here, we've got another great episode coming your way on the next Wednesday episode. So I'll see you right back here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.